Another person with a sore throat comes and says, I really don't feel like eating. Another person with a sore throat comes and says, well, I'm not able to speak well. Another person with a sore throat comes and says, well, I have a fever. All right. So what's the solution to all of those people's problems? The solution, the actual solution to all of their problems is that they need to treat the sore throat. They need to treat the infection. So when the infection is treated, then the fatigue will go away. Then the lack of ability to speak properly will go away. The hoarseness of voice will go away. The fever will go away, etc. So you have to recognize in our lives what's the disease and what are the symptoms of the disease. Because to treat the symptoms is worthless. You have to actually treat the disease itself. Yeah, sometimes you treat the symptoms in order to palliate the situation, in order to just make the situation a little bit better. But in the end, the real treatment lies in the treatment of the heart. So, and that's the exact same thing in the case of the spiritual diseases as well. The key issue is the heart, right? If you treat the heart, everything else will work itself out. Now, what do we mean by treating the heart? What we mean by treating the heart is that you have to attach it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person's heart becomes attached to the deen, then and only then will everything become submissive to the deen. When a person's heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their mind will begin to think about Allah day and night, right? Then their tongues will be constantly thanking Allah. Then their limbs will be constantly submissive to Allah. So all of this issue, the whole issue of improving oneself, all lies in the heart. Right, now how do you treat the heart? Obviously this is not a physical thing. It's not a surgery where you go and somebody changes the blood supply to your heart and all of a sudden your heart's fine. The way by which the heart is treated is by two independent ways. Number one is to sit in the company of people who have attachment in their heart. Okay, basically every human being has a space in their heart for love. That's how the heart is made. The heart is made to love something. And then when they fall in love with that thing, they will do everything in their power. Their whole body will become focused on that particular thing. For example, somebody gets in their heart the idea that they want to become a lawyer. All right. Some way, somehow, this idea came in their heart and they fall in love with the idea. Now, when they fall in love with the idea, what does it mean? It means that they're going to go to 4 years of school. They're going to stay up late at night. They're going to go through all this difficulty studying, reading, working hard, jumping all these hurdles, filling out applications, taking all these exams, and in the end they're going to become a lawyer. Why? Because some jazba came in their heart, right? And then that, once the idea came in the heart is such that it's constantly transmitting its ideas to the limbs, to the mind, etc. All right. In the heart, there's a place for love. There's going to be a place for passion. And everybody only has one or two passions. For the most part, people have one passion. Now the question for us is where we place that passion, or where what we allow to sit in that space of passion. We can allow it to be the dunya, in which case our bodies will become submissive, our minds will become submissive to the dunya, whatever aspect it might be. Everybody has a different dunya. One person it's their degree, one person it's their home, one person it's their car. Everybody defines their dunya differently, but it's all dunya in the end. Or the other option is that we put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into that space. Now, it's funny because even in the deen, you can misput things into that space, right? So for example, somebody in the deen could start falling in love with some masjid, right? So they become totally focused. They say, okay, well, I'm for this masjid. And then or I'm for this organization, let's say, right? So they get attached to an organization, and then instead of becoming submissive to Allah, they become submissive to that organization. Right? And they become focused on that organization. So even in that case, it becomes dunya instead of deen. Because it wasn't for Allah, it was for the organization. So it's actually a very, very delicate matter to be able to understand that the necessary ingredient that has to be in the heart is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I'm saying it can't be anything other than Allah. And that's why ulama, when they talk about what you need to wipe out from the heart, they say everything other than Allah. Everything other than Allah. And I've told you this before as well. It's so unique that in our training, right, in the training of the Tasawwuf,